The only Indians run tonight, the homer to right by Tyler Naquin in the second inning. Ramirez tonight, 1-for-3 with a double. Tribe down 8-1 in the ninth. Ramirez pops it up, foul, third base side. Mondesi in foul ground, the shortstop makes the catch, and the Royals' 10-game win streak is history. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on a roller on the right side for the fourth time. The second baseman, Merrifield, retires Naquin, and the ball game's over. The set by Hand and the 1-1 pitch. Swung on line to left, base hit down the line. It'll go to the wall, but it's a moot point. Royals win it. A walk-off win, their first on a shot down the left field line by Hunter Dozier. A game-winning single. And the Royals today prevail over the Indians 9-8 and 6.
That was my Royal flush, by the way, in case you wanted to know about that.
I like that.
We're on the line with this morning with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians with our Tribe Talk and tickets, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. They snapped a 10-game losing streak, and then now they're on a 3-game winning streak, thanks to our Cleveland Indians. How are we going to turn this around in Seattle, Bob?
Well, thanks for ruining my Cheerios this morning.
Sorry.
It's very kind. You have to relive the whole weekend. What a lost weekend for the Tribe. Who would have ever thought that Carlos Carrasco and Corey Kluber would pitch a combined 3 1/3 innings against Kansas City, who had lost 10 in a row. We should be at least 4-2 on this road trip instead of 1-5. Obviously, a lost weekend. So far, a lost road trip. We put it in the hands of Trevor Bauer tonight. Seattle Mariners, who had been one of the hottest teams in baseball, got swept this weekend at home against Houston. Let's hope, their bad mojo continues and Trevor Bauer gets us straightened out.
Yeah, we thought going into this weekend, maybe the Saturday game with Rodriguez on the mound would be the one that we'd be watching about, but he held his own for quite a bit.
His first opportunity to pitch for the Cleveland Indians, and I thought he represented himself well. Big guys, about 6'6", 230 or 240, and throws hard, like most young pitchers. He's 25. Command issues, being able to use secondary pitches, a third pitch consistently for strikes. He seemed to be able to do that as the game moved on. So that was a nice effort by Jeffrey.
Now I hear that Jason Kipnis will be getting back into the games this in Seattle. Is that true?
That is true. We had Carlos Gonzalez join us from AAA yesterday. Mr. Kipnis will join us from AAA today in Seattle. And Frankie Lindor will meet the AAA Columbus Clippers in Louisville, I believe, to begin a rehab assignment. Hammy was talking about it all weekend, where Frankie said he probably only needed 2 games. But we'll wait and see how all that transpires. It would really be a nice boost to this baseball team if he's 100% ready to roll when the Atlanta Braves come to town on Friday, as we have a real short 5-game interleague homestand coming up Friday. 3 against Atlanta, an off day a week from today, and then the Miami Marlins for 2. So that would be a real nice boost to, in a short period of time, get Carlos Gonzalez and Jason Kipnis and Francisco Lindor back in our lineup.
Bob, Jose Ramirez is off to kind of a rough start. Is he okay health-wise, or is there a little hole in his swing at the moment?
I think it's a hole in his swing. It's very concerning, I think, if you just go back to mid-August when when he was scuffling. It just continues to seem like that's the case. So I have to figure it out. It's just remarkable. Here's a guy that has more extra base hits than any other player the last 2 years. Been in the top three, four in the MVP voting the last 2 years. And all of a sudden, his swing is gone. So he's adrift a little bit at the plate right now. Need to get him squared away. But interestingly, 2016, we started the season 8-7. 2017, we started the season 8-7. Last year, we started the season 9-6. And today, we sit at 8-7. So, getting out of the gate, hovering around the 500 mark, just treading water seems to be the where we've been. I do know that we have the best win-loss record in all of baseball the last six seasons in the second half of a season. So let's not get down. We get our team, as we said, we get Kipnis, Lindor back. We'll start to play a little bit better, I think.
Well, that's how baseball is. You get through one town, you're done with it, you look ahead to where you're going. Now we got a whole road trip continues on again tonight. Seattle, 10-10 around there, first pitch. Trevor Bauer on the mound. We'll have the coverage tonight here on WEOL. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning.
And, all right, boys, have a great week.
And enjoy your Cheerios.
Yes, sir. Go Tribe.